Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Time for some kitchen counter help with Becky in Minnesota. What's going on at your money pit?
Hi, Tom and Leslie. I have an old kitchen counter. It's laminate, and the pattern on it is a butcher black pattern. And the top, the varnish is peeling on it. And I'm just wondering how we could fix that without replacing the countertops, or is there anything I can do to jazz up the countertop, maybe paint over it or... Any suggestions you've got?
Well, first of all, laminate countertop does not have a varnish, quote-unquote, on it. So if the surface is wearing off, then it's actually the laminate that's wearing, Becky. So there's nothing that you can do to restore that. Two ideas come to mind. Number one, you can re-laminate an existing laminate countertop. You could put another layer of laminate on top of that for probably less than the cost of replacing the entire top. And the second thing that she could do, Leslie, is to tile it.
Yeah, tiling over laminate is extremely easy, and it's a great do-it-yourself project, especially if you go with those smaller inch square or those quarter-inch mosaic tiles that are on the mesh backing, just because it's so simple to do, and you end up with really very few cuts that need to be made. And the most part, you can do them with those simple mosaic tile snippers, so it's all really manageable. And then the front edge is easy to do as well. You can get a thicker border tile that just has a good smooth back for it that you can find at any tile store. Or if you want to continue those smaller mosaics, there's like a metal edge that you find at the home center. I'm not sure if it's in the tile section. I found it at the Home Depot a gajillion times when I'm doing this, but I don't remember the section. And it's got like a flat edge that would go along the counter edge, and then it sort of dips down into a tray on the bottom, and that would be like the buffer to stop those tiles from falling off.
I am very excited about that. I never really thought you could do it that way. What an easy project that could be.
Yeah, and it looks great, and you can really change the entire look. Now, if you want to just change the laminate, Formica, Laminart, Wilson Art, those are all companies that make laminates. You can find them through a variety of distributors. And the laminates today, I mean, really look fantastic, and you can get some super edgy, earthy style sort of designs or colors that you might be jazzed about, too.
And they can go right over top of the existing countertop.
Yes, they can. You need to rough it up just a little bit, but the contact cement will adhere the new laminate right to the old, Becky, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.